men who put the P-U back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
You know, we're going to have new versions recorded. Like Ken Colburn and Chad Pyle, Brandon Disney and Chad Pyle, Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney.
I'm always here. I'm like a rock.
You are.
I never move.
You're always here. Mr. Chad Pyle filling in for Brandon Disney. Chad's also the editor of our weekly newsletter, which is absolutely free. We send out tips and tricks and shortcuts and news information and warnings. And Chad's in charge of doing those things and also putting together the links for the resources for the show. So producer extraordinaire, Chatty Boy. By the way, we got two lines open, which is one line open, which is very unusual. 602-277-5827. If you get in, even if we don't get you on the air, we always give you private personal attention at the end of the show. So it's worth the hold should you decide to do that. You can also email us through our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section, and you'll see a on the right-hand side, a way for you to ask a question or make a suggestion. Or you can do like Keith did, who emailed us from Wisconsin. Wisconsin! Did I say that wrong?
I envision Keith with a big block of cheese in his hand as he's
writing. No. They wear them on their head.
Oh.
Yeah. It keeps the snow off, and then I guess if you get hungry, you eat your head. Says, Happy New Year's, Data Doctors. Thanks for the past years of great computer info and tech help. Moved to Wisconsin. No sun for the past 16 days. I'm sorry. Why is the question, Keith? Why did you move? But I'm glad to hear you. Your sunny voices via Surfer Network on KTAR. Thank you for each of your informative shows and humor. He's got a question mark. Humor, maybe.
What, you think
Keith,
funny?
You know what? It's email like this that makes coming in here every weekend for the last 12 years worthwhile. When you know people are getting something out of it, and you're taking the time to give us some feedback like that, we really appreciate that. And gosh, good luck in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Hang in there, buddy.
Yeah. It'll be good. All right. You said you had... No, actually, I want to talk about this news item here that was on CNET's news section. It talks about something called NAND flash memory. NAND flash memory.
N-A-N-D.
And it was like no and or... I mean, it's a really ridiculous acronym.
Yeah.
But basically what they're talking about is these new level of what they call flash memory. So if you have a digital camera, you have a non-hard drive version of a music player like an iPod. Inside of there is what's called flash memory. The little cards that the little SD cards, and that's all known as flash memory. If you've got a thumb drive, if you've got a USB drive that you stick into the computer to transfer files, that's flash memory. Well, they're saying that kind of memory is going to become big enough in the very near future to replace hard drives and maybe in like notebooks. Now, we've been hearing this for a while, and true, flash memory is getting bigger and bigger.
I think that's a little premature.
Well, no, it will likely happen at some point, but cell phones and maybe really low-end notebooks where you don't need a lot of storage.
Right,
but the cost per megabyte with hard drives is so ridiculously low.
And there's a speed issue. Flash memory isn't quite as fast as hard drives, not high-end hard drives.
It can be. All right, we're going to go to break here, but when we come back, we got more about the Consumer Electronics Show, more gadgets, more fun, more questions, more answers, and more whatever it is that we come up with. It's Ken Colburn, Chad Pyle. It's the Computer Corner and the Data Doctors. We'll be back after this. Don't